A citizen search committee for the next Monroe City School superintendent has officially met this week. Jennifer Hainlein serves as committee co-chair and joins me in studio. Jennifer, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me here.
Tell me your thoughts about helping lead the citizens committee in the superintendent search.
Well, I'm mixed. I'm very excited about being a part of the process and trying to move us, hopefully, to a new place with our school board and with our superintendent. I'm intimidated, though, because this is a huge, important selection, getting the right superintendent to lead our school and lead our children. My children are about to go into the public schools, or public school age, and so I want to make sure that they're going into really top-notch schools.
The citizens group consists of 20 members. What are some of the challenges you see, not only in gathering comment by the entire group, but finding those qualities that you're looking for?
Well, I think everybody comes in with their own individual expertise, their own individual interests as well. So that's part of what makes the process good, though, because that will really give us a wide variety of responses on our so-called grading system for each superintendent. The challenge is going to be getting everybody in to read, review, go through all the applications. We're developing two different sites that people are going to get to go and review. So I think we've worked out a really good system to allow people the time they need and the privacy to go through on their own and dig into these applications and make sure that we're making the right decision.
You mentioned grading system, so it's not really going to be like a vote among the committee members then.
That's right. Well, it's a rubric system, and so there are certain categories that we are going to be looking at each candidate. We're looking at their experience. We're looking at, have they done some teaching? What has been their administrative experience? We're really looking at specific categories to guide people on how they assess each superintendent. It's a point system.
What are some of the benefits you feel are brought to the search process by having this committee that may not have been there in past searches?
I think having a community input and community investment in this superintendent search does change things. The people who live in this community know this community best, and they know what they need in a superintendent. A search firm, they're not going to know that. Monroe truly is a unique area with people with such varied backgrounds. So I think having people who are right here and people, a lot of them who are in the school system, from people who work in the cafeteria to teachers to principals, it's really a great mix of people who know what needs to happen here.
We're talking about 19 applicants. The school board wants to have someone in place relatively soon. Give us a sense of the timeline with the committee on helping to meet the board's expectation.
Well, we've been slightly delayed because we had some weather issues last week, and that delayed the start of our committee. But we have hit the ground running, and we have a really good timeline that we're going to start next week with meeting with all the committee members to completely review the rubric, make sure everybody understands that, talk about all the ethical guidelines that we have to follow, all those things. So go through all the rules and expectations and timeline with our committee members. February 19th, I believe, is our date that we chose for all of the committee members to review all of the applicants and get all their rubrics in. Then Ms. Sandy Lally and I, Sandy Lally's the chair of our committee, we're going to review all the rubrics to make sure that there's consistency, make sure everybody got evaluated, that there's no strange things with those, tally them up. Then we're going to start doing reference searches and background searches on the top candidates. Then we should be able to get those top candidates submitted to the board around March 1st is the plan.
How many top candidates are you hopeful to find?
Well, goodness, we'd like to find one, but I think we're looking at 3 to 5.
Jennifer Hainlein serves as co-chair with the Citizens Search Committee for the superintendent position of Monroe City Schools. Jennifer, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.